you all were running through the possibilities for what this game might look like for Sunny, how close was the game you got to what would you describe as the ideal?
Yeah, we went through a couple different scenarios. If pitch count got high early, specifically the first inning, what that would look like and how we wanted to progress through that. And we talked about what if he gives us five innings and keeps it under 65. And he did exactly that.
What's the conversation like with him before that last at bat?
Making sure he was good with one more hitter there, knowing that that was going to be his last guy. And he did exactly what he wanted. Ran the sinker in there, got the ground ball double play. That was a big pitch. What he did today was pretty incredible. And there's a lot to be excited about with having him healthy again, because he hasn't pitched in front of a crowd in a while. And to go out there and control his overall emotions and not try to do too much. He was under control the whole time, landed six pitches for strikes. That was pretty dominant. It was a lot of fun to watch. Yeah. I'm not sure people understand how difficult that is to go out there after not pitching in front of a crowd or a real game and to control your overall emotions, not try to do too much. I mean, he was completely under control every pitch. It was good.
Yeah. How does that first inning kind of play out for you then? Schwarber works the kind of control, you know, they're going to probably kind of bat against Harper.
Yeah, you're looking at kind of if they grind out at bats early, we wanted to be super cautious about what the workload looked like in the second and third inning for him. But he was able to get back on track and get some pretty quick outs and obviously get us through the fifth. But, yeah, some of those first at-bats, you're wondering kind of how many 65 pitches, what is that going to get us to? Yeah.
Best pitches in all of baseball last year. You got to see it tonight. He got a couple swing and misses.
Yeah, he did.
How impressive was that pitch?
It was awesome. Got some swing and miss with the cutter as well. Landed the changeup, fastball, sinker. I mean, he was able to use all of it and throw all of them for strikes, which is pretty impressive.
After the double play ball in the fifth to end Sunny's outing, what was your reaction? What was the reaction from the dugout?
Everyone's pretty excited to see him walk off on his own. The fact that he was able to do it within his limit of 65 and give you five innings, I mean, people were pretty pumped. I was pretty pumped, yeah.
How contagious can that be? I mean, it's a limited start, but he still was everything advertised for what he could bring this down.
Yeah, when we talked about the additions this offseason, we wanted to make sure we brought someone in that was an extreme competitor, because that's contagious, and we've done that with a lot of the guys we brought in. You can tell how easily in spring training how that could rub off on people, just the way he goes about his work. And I think it's pretty easy to see how someone like Lance and his fire could rub off on people, and people want to get after it and play hard behind him. So far I think those guys have stepped up and done exactly what our hope was. Yeah.
There wasn't much dangerous contact against him, but I scattered some hits. What impressed you about the way he executed when he did have a bit of traffic?
That's the part I'm talking about, where I felt like he was in control the whole time. Nothing ever sped up on him. You try to mimic that in game simulated type of stuff in the minor leagues while he was trying to get healthy to get here. But when you add that third deck and the lights are on, it's different. And he was under control the whole time. So, yeah.
You just described how Lance Lynn, we obviously know that he leads with a little bit of fire and sure. Some volcanic vocabulary. Kyle, a little bit more new tempo,
yeah.
But still in San Diego after the catch by Jordan was the first to kind of read it.
No doubt.
Where's Sonny's personality fit in there, and how did that play into your decision to say, okay, look, his first game in 30-plus days, he was the third down?
I completely, this is an understatement, trust his preparation and his honesty. I mean, he will tell you if he's not ready. And if he says, in his words, I'm 100% physically ready and mentally ready to compete and deliver up here, then I trust that. And he delivered.
How did you see that? Like, did you see that an hour before first game? Did you see that right?
No, in our conversation. He was pretty direct about it, which I appreciate. And
sure.
sat there with Mo and Dusty, and we trust the fact that he's ready, and he went out there and did exactly that.
We saw the emotional from JoJo at the end of the what's kind of your takeaway from not only his escape, but then also his ability to go back out?
That's the key. Your ability to refocus there is one of the hardest things to do. For a reliever to get a big out, usually you send them back out and they have a little bit of trouble kind of honing it back in and getting you three more. The way we kind of led to JoJo being able to get there left us where he had to go and get his guys there in the eighth. And his ability to refocus was the key there. He talked about it before going out in the eighth, and he was locked in and did his job. So that's not easy to do. Yeah. Big punch out there against Schwarber. Go ahead. That's correct. Yeah, that's the way we were looking at it today.
Is that what the mindset is going to be with him for at least a temporary, is more of a long lead?
No. Okay. It was just the way it's set up today. We could have finished that game exactly the way we did. We didn't want Libby getting a 1+ after what he did yesterday. So if we had to go get him in the fifth, that still would have been Thompson. Yeah.
Which way did Romero stretch? Did he stretch earlier because of the infield singles? His lane was going to be the middle.
The infield singles is what kind of got him. Yeah.
So he didn't have to come in earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's correct. Yep.
Holly, what was meaningful about the insurance runs you guys were able to pick up in the fifth and the bottom?
Yeah, those guys at the bottom did a really nice job. Wynn continues to take good at-bats, and he's just, man, he's locked in pitch to pitch. He's not trying to do too much, and that's big against Wheeler. It's a good pitcher, man. He does a really nice job to be able to take today after a tough loss yesterday and show up and do what we did today. It was big.